Welcome to this podcast about Stuart and the Bear River in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Stuart is a Canadian border community at the mouth of the Bear River and the head of Portland Canal, about 99 miles east-southeast of Wrangell, Alaska, and 114 miles north of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. A two-mile road links Stuart to Hyder, Alaska. The head of Portland Canal was once the territory of the Setsaut and Athapascan people, decimated by prolonged conflict with the Haida and Tlingit and by diseases brought by Europeans. They were eventually absorbed by the Nass River Niska in the mid-1800s. The Niska called them Jitsawit, or more generally, Skamagadunt, meaning strong house or safe house, a term that encompassed the Bear River Valley as their sole refuge from coastal harassment. The Europeans first explored the canal in 1793. Captain George Vancouver later named it in honor of William Cavendish Bentinck, the third Duke of Portland and Home Secretary from 1794 to 1801. In 1896, Captain David D. Gaillard of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers revisited the waterway during an international boundary dispute, erecting a stone storage house at Hyder to assert U.S. claims. Stuart's founding is credited to prospectors duped by a Seattle promoter named Burgess, who had advertised a map of placer diggings in the Nass River Valley. In spring 1898, 84 men sailed aboard the chartered SS Discovery, landing at the Bear River Delta with horses and supplies. When it was time to stake claims, Burgess had vanished. Some prospectors returned south, but others, including David J. Rainey and James W. Stuart, remained. Rainey built the community's first log cabin and preempted land in 1900, later commemorated by a creek and mountain bearing his name. In 1902, James Stuart was joined by his brothers John and Robert. In 1905, they founded the town with Robert as postmaster. The brothers subsequently formed a land company, sold lots, and launched a mining and development firm. In 1917, the discovery of rich silver veins in the Upper Salmon River Basin sparked a gold and silver mining boom in Stuart and nearby Hyder. Hyder became the access and supply point for Alaskan mines, while Stuart served as the port for Canadian operations at Premier, located about 14 miles up the Salmon River Valley by road through Alaska into British Columbia. By 1918, Premier had emerged as one of British Columbia's and possibly Canada's richest mineral deposits. The mining plant featured a 500-ton-per-day concentrator powered by its own facility, a 1,620-horsepower diesel engine, and a 1,100-horsepower hydroelectric system. A 12-mile aerial tramway linked the mine to Tidewater and Stuart. The Premier Mine, operated by various owners, produced gold steadily from 1918 until 1953, and intermittently for several years thereafter. Highly profitable, it distributed about $22 million in dividends before sitting idle from 1967 to 1988. Aside from minor exploration in the early 1980s. Westman Mines resumed development in 1988, running an open pit operation from 1989 to 1992 and underground mining from 1993 to 1996. Other notable mines included Jumbo, BC Silver, Red Cliff, and Porter, Idaho. On the southeast slope of Mount Rainey, the Porter, Idaho mine's workings span elevations of about 4,200 to 6,000 feet. Organized in 1925 to assume claims staked by Clay Porter, the company developed four underground mineralized zones and shipped high-value ore from oxidized surface material. In 1926, the Premier Gold Mining Company acquired a 52% stake and assumed management. 2 years later, a 5-mile aerial tram line hauled ore from the mine at 5,000 feet to Stuart, beginning at sea level at the mouth of the Marmot River on Portland Canal. Rising costs and declining silver prices forced closure in 1931. Big Four Silver Mines assumed control in 1946. Shipping 28 tons of high-grade ore in 1950, with Cassiar Consolidated Mines taking over in 1952. Collectively, these mining ventures played a pivotal role in shaping the region's economic landscape. The Bear River watershed in the Boundary Range of the Coast Mountains begins at Strone Lake, a proglacial lake at the terminus of the Bear River Glacier. Strone Lake lies about 19 miles upstream of Stewart and 14 miles west of Meziadin Junction on the Cassiar Highway. The glacier flows 3 miles from the Cambria Ice Field at 7,000 feet, descending into Bear River Pass before ending in Strone Lake, which measures 1.1 miles by 984 feet. Over the past century, changes in ice and lake extents and human intervention have shifted the hydrologic divide. Historically, the glacier formed an ice dam across the valley floor. As late as 1955, the river flowed both west toward the Portland Canal and east toward Meziadin Lake. The Cambria Ice Field spans 176,680 acres, with outlet glaciers spilling into nearby valleys. Principal tributaries include Bitter Creek from the ice field and American Creek from the north, along with numerous glacier-fed mountain streams. These features reflect the interplay of natural glacial processes and human activity. Glacial sediment has produced a braided network of channels, especially in the lower reaches where flow velocity decreases. Tides in the Portland Canal, a mean elevation of 17 feet with a 27-foot range, affect flow and water levels in the lower river. In the early 20th century, the river migrated across the delta. In the 1950s, dikes were built along the channel for flood control. Continued deposition necessitated periodic extensions and raised dikes to mitigate flood risks and protect commercial, residential, and highway areas. The Glacier Highway, a 40-mile spur built in 1984, connects the Cassiar Highway at Meziadin Junction to Stewart and Hyder. From Hyder, it becomes Salmon River Road, an unsigned highway that runs north through Alaska's Tongass National Forest, crosses back into Canada at the Premier Mine, and ends at the Grand Duke Mine. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.